Greetings and blessings, fam and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. Happy Thanksgiving. And today's Bible study is actually entitled, Merry Thanksgiving, Happier Christmas. And you will see the significance of that title. The clip we just watched was from It's a Wonderful Life, which all is well that ends well. In 8.5 minutes. And why am I showing it before Thanksgiving? Simply because in today's lesson, entitled, of course, Merry Thanksgiving and Happier Christmas, I am praying that we're able to take a fresh look at this season, and I hope we are helped to discover some extra special blessings that our awesome Lord possibly has tucked away for all of us who could really use some encouragement right now and beyond. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to do something a little different today, Linda. But seriously, I'm going to fast forward over to the application, which we normally do, you know, third step, we'll do it second. And we're going to do the scripture after because it simply makes more sense. So hang with me, peeps. Let's get back to our clip. All right, for anyone who admits, as I do, to watching this movie umpteen times, what happens right before this clip? Okay, I know this is pre-recorded. It's hard for you to answer. I'm sure Don has popped up already with an answer, but I'll give it to you. It's Clarence the Angel has reverses George Bailey's wish that he was never born, and of course everyone lives happily ever after. You know, I admit, temporarily that sounds awesome. I confess, I get a little teary every time I watch it. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with it, peeps. It's a great movie. It's a classic. But it's really, really bad theology. All right, now whomever is doing the PowerPoint, thank you. Thank you for helping. And you can switch now because we're going to have a slide that says two worldviews. Okay, because that's basically, we have a clash of worldviews here in this one little clip. Now, the gospel according to It's a Wonderful Life says this. This life here on earth, as good as it gets, it is as wonderful as you could possibly hope for. You're going to have trouble, but hey, you got friends, right? And you got incompetent angels trying to earn their wings, so we're good. We're good, right? No, that is a hopeless theology. Do you seriously want to put your eternal hope that you get a good angel and that they earn their wings? Oh, no, no, no. I don't think we really do we, peeps? We got something way better. Worldview number two, and it's actually, yes, the Christian worldview. This is what it says. It's the true gospel. It's the living gospel. It says, hey, fear not. You are going to have trouble, but I've overcome the world. That's John 16:33. And the true gospel says, you want life? I've got it. I've got life. Drink from my living water and you will never thirst again. Amen? So please, peeps, I really want us to look at this. This Christmas especially, I know some really tough stuff is going on. And we need to really have a fresh look at it. Because I think we got a little bit backwards. Thanksgiving, now let's sort of fast forward to the other step that we had skipped. Because I think it's significant now. Change that slide if you would. This one should say this, Thanksgiving, the the holiday we are fixing to celebrate on Thursday. Thanksgiving prepares our hearts to receive God's greatest gift of His Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? And I know this is not normally a Christmas verse. We're focused on the manger and the wise men, and all that is well and good. But we're looking at this in a different way. So let's look at John 3:16. This is from the New American Standard Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And yes, we are hopefully going to see a lot of the little Lord Jesus in the manger. But that's just the beginning of the story. It's not until we see our awesome Lord and Savior Jesus Christ hang His blood-stained head and say, "It is finished." If that had not happened, we wouldn't have any chance of eternal life. And it's not just a hope for us, right? It's a hope for those that we love who've gone on ahead. And it's that hope. We're going to see Him again. And we are going to worship and we are going to praise God forever. Now that is something to be thankful for. So, this Thanksgiving, let's get our attitude of gratitude on, as Pris calls it, appropriately. This Thanksgiving, peeps, we ought to be as giddy as George Bailey on Christmas Eve, amen? Regardless of what we're going through. So let's declare it together, shall we? For all that You've done, I will thank You, Lord. For all that You're going to do, for all that You've promised, and all that You are, and all that has carried us through. Jesus, we thank You. So, fam, friends, merry, merry Thanksgiving, and happier Christmas. God bless.